Reaper Reborn, Book 3 of the Reapers Trilogy by Brian Davis. Narrated by Keith A. Robinson. Chapter 1.
Wake up, Phoenix. You need to see this.
I opened my eyes. Shanghai slept with her head against my shoulder and her legs curled in my lap. My limbs tingled under her weight. Numbness reigned in mind and body. Sing paced in front of my chair. Wearing a Sancta's red cloak with a raised hood, she looked like a floating wave of scarlet. She held a sheet of creased yellow paper, her brow wrinkled with creases of its own as she studied the page. I shifted to ease the tingles. What is it? She stopped and looked at me. The whites of her eyes provided a stark contrast to her darker skin, a hue generated from the blended genetics of a Ghanaian father and a Japanese mother. Wearing forest green Reaper trousers and a black shirt under her cloak, she looked more like a woman ready for battle than did Sarah, the first Sancta I met.
A coded message.
Sing turned the page toward me, revealing an unreadable string of dark letters.
Someone slipped it under the door during the night. I'm trying to decipher it.
Any progress?
It's from the Resistance. A warning of some kind. We should get ready to leave.
Will do. I patted Shanghai's arm. Wake up. She opened her eyes and smiled.
What's going on?
Sing found a warning message from the Resistance. She's decoding it now. Shanghai, also dressed in Reaper garb, climbed out of my lap and stretched her slender, toned body. Light from the window illuminated her taut face and intense eyes, accented by the slant bestowed by her Asian ancestors.
I guess the Resistance is still active.
Sing lowered her hood, releasing her dark, curly locks.
Since the gatekeeper died, I'm sure they've been discussing their next step, maybe to stage insurrections and topple any leader still loyal to him, or to prepare for whatever Alex might do next.
She continued reading the note.
Just a couple of more minutes.
Shanghai grasped my wrist and pulled me to my feet. As blood rushed to my legs, I lifted and lowered them in turn. After 5 days of lying in bed unconscious, they felt lifeless. They needed a good workout. While Shanghai took the first turn in the bathroom, Sing folded the note and slipped it under her cloak.
The Resistance leaders are meeting in a secret location in Chicago. They want you to know that Alex is back in town, and her movements seem to be trained on you. She was seen near the Fife building right before the fire, and then only a block away from this apartment. The leaders think you should go to a secure location.
Suits me, if we can find a place. Though I don't like the idea of running from Alex. Sing gave me a firm nod.
Good attitude. No retreat. We should shift to full attack mode. We could even set an ambush.
I drew my head back. An ambush? What made you so warlike all of a sudden?
This is a war.
She looked straight at me.
It's time to train your mind, but not with what we learned during Reaper School. We were taught how to escape bandits, how to protect the souls in our care. Our purpose was to defend, not to attack. You need a new mindset.
Okay, I said with a prompting tone. Go on.
In the past, whenever you faced Alex, you always put yourself in protection mode. You know, trying to save people like the Fitzpatricks, Misty, Shanghai, and me. Normally, that's a good strategy for typical Reaper duties, but when dealing with Alex, it always puts you at a disadvantage. All she has to do is threaten someone you love.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?